Good morning, a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok, and some big news this morning. I was listening on the BBC coming in. The Senate has rejected the Obamacare repeal with John McCain casting the decisive no vote.
Well, words have meanings, David. And the first thing anybody has to think of is the cruelty with which Donald Trump treated John McCain. He didn't like losers, he said, because here was this guy, McCain, an American hero in Vietnam, Tiger Cages, being tortured, being offered on the basis of his connection to his late father, an admiral, his grandfather, an admiral. The idea that he could get out, but the others couldn't. He said, nope, he wasn't going until they were out. It brings tears to your eyes. One can't help but feel that here's McCain, has a very virulent form of brain cancer. One can't but feel that somewhere in McCain's head has got to come not only the feeling that the American people were being let down by this awful bill, which really offered nothing except the hope of making it worse in a conference committee somewhere, and standing up and having the courage to speak his mind and watching Mitch McConnell looking like he was very close to tears. And Chuck Schumer said, come on now, let's go ahead and make this thing right. It is an extraordinary story, topped only by the fact that Scaramucci, the new communications director at the White House, continues on this Trump-like rampage, dismissing his political enemies like Reince Priebus and using foul language, using the F word, which, by the way, is printed in the New York Times this morning. And I think you got to give them credit, the Times, because one couldn't understand how mad this whole thing is without reading the idea that a guy who claims to be out front on the evangelical movement in the United States, a guy, I'm talking about Trump now, has picked a person who would be that foul-mouthed in an open interview. It really just shows that Animal House is not done yet.
From there to the Joint Chiefs of Staff, including Chairman General Joseph Dunford. We're not aware President Donald Trump, Alan, planned to tweet a ban on transgender service members. There will be no modifications to the military's transgender policy as a result of the declared ban, Dunford said in a message to the top military officers yesterday.
Well, the first question was whether everybody who is transgender was going to be allowed to stay in, or whether there was going to be a witch hunt, a purge of the kind we have seen in history. Apparently not. When Trump appointed all these major figures as his security cabinet and defense cabinet, he told them that they were going to be in charge. Then they're not in charge. He goes on and he tweets from this moment on. And nobody has been told. His own people aren't on board. So again, Trump is a guy who likes to throw a political hand grenade into the system and see what explodes. 35% of the American people like it. The rest are really aghast at what's happening now. He's the laughingstock in his White House. He's the laughingstock internationally. And these are governments that need a strong United States. We saw President Macron in France roll out the red carpet, hoping he could do business with him. But when the major and only real superpower in the world falls the way that this country is, it has to be a real bad thing for the defense establishment. Not only that, after McCain votes, Rand Paul gets up and says he doesn't want to proceed allowing McCain to do the defense authorization budget and to lead it, because McCain's got to go back to Arizona for this treatment for the brain cancer. And so, the more I think about McCain, I know I'm wandering a little bit here, but the more I think about McCain facing, a terrible outcome, this is not a good disease, that, people behave in a certain way when they're about to meet their maker.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. We're coming into the weekend. You got any plans?
I do, David. Believe it or not, I'm going to be an auctioneer once again at the Housatonic Valley Art League from 5 to 7 on Saturday at the Jennifer House Commons on Route 7 in Great Barrington. The proceeds are going to CATA, the Community Access to the Arts. It's a wonderful organization. And to the HVAL, the Hudson Valley Art League itself. And it's going to be fun. And of course, I'm going to have to do the auctioneer thing, which I have done before. Always challenging, let me put it that way.
Come on, give me $5, $1, $2, $3.
Yeah. I should see hands up all over the house.
Well, good luck. I hope you raise lots of money for those organizations.
Yeah.
Our political observer and auctioneer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, good luck tomorrow.
Thank you very much.